Congressional supporters of campaign finance reform have all but given up hope of a vote on their bill this year. In the Senate, Democrats are trying to extract a promise from the majority leader that their reform bill will be considered next year by blocking other legislation now. But even if changes in the campaign finance law are approved in the new year, the current system is likely to stay in place until 1999, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The stalemate over campaign finance reform continues in the Senate and is now holding up work on other legislation as Congress nears adjournment. Yesterday, it prompted this geological comparison.
So, Mr. President, the senator from Montana has actually seen a glacier move, something I have not yet observed. Would the senator of Montana agree that the glacier, however rapidly or slowly it's moving, is moving more rapidly than we are?
I would think the Senate makes a very good point.
Tied up in parliamentary knots, the Senate has been reduced to discussions like this as the parties negotiate. Maine Republican Olympia Snow, who tried and failed to broker an 11th-hour compromise on campaign finance reform, says all supporters want is the promise of a fair debate next year.
I think there has to be a commitment on both sides. I mean, we're not just going to, I think, settle for an agreement that just suggests that it may or may not come up. I think it's going to have to be much more definitive than that.
But even if the Senate commits to a search for consensus next year, the campaigns of the next election cycle, already underway, are not likely to be affected. That means the same laws and the same gray areas that led to the abuses in 1996 will still be in place. Arkansas Republican Tim Hutchinson, a freshman, says that doesn't sit well with his constituents.
Well, I don't think they're very happy. And judging by our phone calls, they're not very happy at all. So I think they're quite frustrated, and they question the sincerity of both political parties in really wanting to get reform passed.
The ramifications of the deadlock over rewriting the rules are not entirely clear. Many Republicans are bitter that the debate was framed so that any opponent of the specific McCain-Feingold bill was cast as an opponent of reform. But they're not convinced it'll be an issue in the midterm elections next year. What is clear, though, is that a system that favors incumbents will continue. Republican Paul Coverdell, who's up for re-election next year, says it helps having been through it once before.
It's just that we understand it better, so we have an advantage. I mean, we know more about the system now, having had a chance to live under it, than we did in 92. So
Coverdell likens the current system to the tax code and says he does want to change it, but not by creating another layer of restrictions.
In other words, getting at it by making yet another bookload of rules, I'm just as comfortable not to have a new book to try to review as well.
It's been 18 years since Congress made major changes to campaign finance law, although there have been many attempts. But there is some nervousness now about the status quo as the practices of the last election are brought to light. And there's also an awareness that anyone can be tripped up. Retiring Democrat Dale Bumpers of Arkansas has this warning for those left in office.
Colleagues, when you take money from anybody, you better hope it's coming from an honorable person. You better hope it's coming from somebody that isn't out defrauding people. And you better be careful how you vote on issues that can help somebody if they turn sour or turn out to be a crook. And as long as we have this system of financing campaigns, you can lie awake at night worrying about it, because it's a real threat.
At this point, the pollsters are telling their clients not to worry. The public is largely indifferent. But as those who witnessed the 92 election know, incumbents are at risk if that cynicism shifts to hostility. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, The Capitol.